At a hospital in Southeast Michigan, a nurse found out that a patient of hers tested positive for COVID-19. That patient had been coughing a lot, lots of droplets in the air, and the staff around them were not wearing the right protection. So the hospital told those staffers to go home for 2 weeks. But then, a few days later, they were asked to come back if they didn't have a fever, even though some of them were showing other symptoms.
So there were a number of staff who came back to the bedside who did not feel well, who had symptoms of malaise and coughing and sore throats and other things associated with COVID-19, but who were brought back to the bedside.
This nurse at the Southeast Michigan Hospital, we are not going to use her name or her employer to protect her job. Healthcare workers across Metro Detroit tell us that the lack of supplies, testing, the slow results, the constantly changing protocols about who should be quarantined are major issues, and that makes it easier for the virus to spread. Because there are not enough masks, those on the front lines are inevitably getting exposed. And because there are not enough tests to identify everybody who's sick, more people end up getting exposed.
So for my own health and family, I'm concerned. I'm also concerned that people who have a more definitive exposure than I did are back at work and they're coughing and they're exposing other colleagues and they're coughing in their patients' rooms. And those patients may not be infected.
Now, obviously, hospitals cannot send home every single staffer who may have been exposed.
So if you're exposed, okay, which is your question, there's a whole algorithm that's set in place, and it depends on your risk profile.
This is a doctor in Southeast Michigan. Again, not going to use his name or his employer. And he's going over this email about a complex system or algorithm that his hospital uses to decide which exposed staffers are supposed to go home versus who should monitor their symptoms and so on. But ultimately,
there's a finite supply of medical workers that have a certain skill set, right? What happens when you start knocking them down? And I think what the hospital is trying to do, from what I've read, is they're trying to train other people who may not be necessarily accustomed in that role to help fill in the gap.
Each hospital is looking at different options here. First, they would likely pull in staff from other departments to fill in at the emergency room or the intensive care unit. Some hospitals are reaching out to staffing agencies and retired healthcare workers. In other states, they are essentially graduating medical students early.
But if this becomes overwhelming like New York, I'm not quite sure what the protocol is going to be from there. Because as you know, New York right now is just a mess.
This doctor and others say it feels like right now they are in a war, and it's a war they're being asked to fight without the protections that they need. And that doesn't just leave them feeling exposed. The nurse in Southeast Michigan says it leaves them feeling like they are expendable.
I feel like when we look retrospectively, we're going to feel really ashamed at how we treated our providers, and we'll look back at the number of dead providers and just wonder how we could have let that happen.
I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.